Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
While many investors chase a tech boom that has yet to fully materialize, and major indexes already flirt with record highs, it feels like we're running out of those under-the-radar opportunities with the potential to elevate your overall portfolio. But with Masterworks Advisors, you can diversify your investment portfolio beyond stocks and bonds and into blue-chip contemporary art. It's an asset class that's outpaced the S&P 500 for the last 28 years by 64%. And the process doesn't require millions or art expertise. In fact, over the same period, art investing has been an effective way to reduce volatility in a portfolio relative to rate of return. So schedule a call with Masterworks Advisors at masterworks.com/skip. That's masterworks.com/skip. This advertisement relates to the provision of advisory services by Masterworks Advisors, LLC, and is not intended to offer or solicit investment in any securities. Masterworks Advisors is affiliated with Masterworks.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, very well. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen you a lot these last few months.
Yeah, that's good. We should. We've got important things to discuss.
Right.
We should make it a regular thing. Abby Bishop from Kent County Health Department, one of the fine people that worked very hard, tirelessly, to improve the quality of life for people in and around Kent County. Welcome back to you.
Thanks.
We want to talk a little bit about nutrition. You are the nutrition expert over there.
I don't know about expert, but what we wanted to talk about this month is March is actually National Nutrition Month. That's put on by eatright.org and the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And so 2023 is actually the 50th anniversary of National Nutrition Month. And the theme is Fuel for the Future. And it kind of talks basically about like the five food groups and some of the main nutrients that you find in the food groups, like protein, carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, and how to kind of fuel your body for a healthy future for yourself and for the environment. So talking about like nutrient dense foods, so foods that, you know, are packed with lots of different, you know, nutrients like protein, carbohydrates versus foods that are comprised mostly of sugar or carbohydrates. So for instance, if you're having chicken Alfredo for dinner, you have the chicken and the pasta, but can you make it more nutrient dense by adding broccoli or some sort of vegetable in there? So that's what we mean by nutrient dense. It's kind of adding things to meals to make them more sustainable.
Do you think that is the biggest shortcoming, the vegetables?
I think vegetables are probably the hardest thing for people to fit into their diet, right? Like eating fruit for every meal is pretty easy. Fruit fits into breakfast pretty easy, but getting a vegetable at breakfast is probably hard. A lot of people will add spinach to smoothies or do like an egg scramble with onion and spinach and tomato. But when you're on the go and trying to get to work and get kids out the door, that's not always a feasible option. But I would say that vegetables are probably the hardest food group to fit in and kind of meet the need or the recommendation.
So people who might have that scenario where it's like, boy, I can't get my kids to eat a vegetable. How can you help in that regard?
Yeah. I mean, you can get online now, TikTok, any of those, TikTok, Pinterest, and there's lots of different ideas for like, meals on the go or easy breakfast. So making like egg cups ahead of time, you can put like egg and spinach or whatever you want in it, maybe some ham and bake it. You can freeze them. There's lots of muffin recipes with like vegetables kind of in there. Using canned fruits and vegetables to your advantage. Obviously they store longer. So if buying fresh produce is a challenge as far as like storing it or knowing how to use it, utilizing like those frozen and canned options, those, some of those steamable bags are so easy to just pop in the microwave and use throughout the week.
When you described this initiative to make sure that people are doing this down the road, that's the idea, trying to build longstanding habits.
Right.
And I, you know, that's easier said than done. I mean, I don't think there's a person listening or watching this who would be like, oh, you know, I always have the best of intentions, but then I kind of fall off. You know, how do you keep that from happening?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're all humans. You're going to fall off. Some weeks are better than others. Some days are better than others, but consistency, I think, is the best advice. And, you know, you miss a day or one day it just didn't work well for you. Your diet was kind of blown for whatever reason. The next day is just a fresh start, and, you know, don't beat yourself up for it. Doesn't mean that, you know, the whole week is ruined as far as like your diet. You just start over the next day, and give yourself some grace. It's not easy. Life's busy. And you do the best you can. So
what about like planned rewards? Like, okay, it's always something spectacular when you can eat fantastic for like six and a half days. And then, you know, there's something great waiting for you at the end. That makes it even more special.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, everybody is different. Some people can reward themselves, you know, on a Saturday night going out to dinner because they did so well for the week. And jump right back in on Sunday. Some people, like myself, it's a little bit harder. Once I give myself a little bit of that leeway, I it's hard for me to come back. So, you know yourself, know your boundaries. I think that restricting anything is really not a sustainable option as far as like health, healthy diets goes. It's all in moderation. So, you know, the more you restrict, sometimes the more you want it. So, you know, if you want that ice cream at the end of the day, give yourself the ice cream at the end of the day, but find a way to balance that with what's happening earlier in the day.
Will you judge me if I told you that going to McDonald's and spending about $30 on me alone is fantastic?
Yeah, I wouldn't judge you. No, because I do like myself some McDonald's as well. And I'm a dietitian. So
that's yes. Me. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So eatright.org, right? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. So eatright.org, you can do nationalnutritionmonth.org. There's tons of, tip sheets, tons of resources. I think like 50 plus resources to check out for families, for older generations, for kids. I mean, it's just a vast array of different things. PowerPoints with information, games you can play with kids. I mean, it's just a really great resource, and recipes. So it's a great website to check out or to start with.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the time. Is there anything that we're forgetting? I don't want to leave anything out.
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Abby Bishop, Kent County Health Department, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to talking to you down the road.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no
Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that... Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.